Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, all, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Prophetess Valerie Burrell, grateful and thankful to all who have joined us tonight for another empowerment conversation. Amen. I say conversation because I invite you all who have called in to press one and add to this dialogue. Amen. As I believe that each of us have at one point or another experienced what the Spirit of the Lord has laid on my heart to share tonight, and those who are in that room, thank you so much for being with us. Our topic tonight is, are you assigned to receive? Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus, thanking you for this another opportunity to share that which the Spirit is leading us to share. We thank you for knowledge and understanding. We thank you for truth on tonight. And right now, we take authority over any hindering spirit, anything that would come to try to distract us from relaying that which you've laid upon us to release. We thank you for it now. We claim victory now. And it is so in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So our scripture tonight comes from 2 Timothy 2:2. And again, for those on the line, if there's something you'd like to add, share, or comment to, please press 1 and we'll bring you live. So 2 Timothy 2:2 reads this way. You have heard me teach things that have been confirmed by many reliable witnesses. Now teach these truths to other trustworthy people who will be able to pass them on to others. Now for those of you who have listened to the Empowerment Place broadcast or anything that I've ever done, this scripture pretty much sums up who are, what we desire to do as those who empower. Our motto that we share at the end of each broadcast is, after you've been empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else. But what we have to come to recognize now more than ever is that everybody, hear me, everybody that is connected to you may not be assigned to receive what it is you have. On yesterday, my husband and I, we took the time to fellowship with some friends that I hadn't seen, some I hadn't seen since the day Benny and I got married. But we went and we sat at a Kingdom Summit where Prophet Ralph Fauntleroy and Prophet Apostle Rodney Vini did some awesome kingdom teaching. One thing that Prophet Vini shared with us about was understanding who was assigned to receive what God had placed in you. Who has been assigned to receive what God has placed in you? And on me, y'all, it sat on me, and it's still sitting on me, because one thing I realized is that after gaining the understanding of who I am in God and what God purposed for me, his original intent for me in the earth, I became so compelled in wanting to see others thrive and be and operate in purpose that I was naive to the fact that some were attaching themselves to me just to say they were attached to me, but they had no intent in doing what it is that God had called them to. They had no intent in fulfilling purpose. They had no intent in being faithful. They were not even trustworthy yet. Me, naive me, trustworthy me, giving, serving me, poured into these individuals constantly, allowing my phone to ring at 2:00 in the morning for you to share something with me that was insignificant because you felt some kind of way, and I would pick the phone up and I would talk and I would pray and I was binding and loosing and speaking and doing all these things. Now to come to the realization, they were never even assigned to receive from me. What you said? Yeah, they were never assigned. There are some very key things in this translation, from the New Living Translation of this text, it says, you have heard me teach things. You have heard me teach things. Often we have conversations with people, and they can sit in the midst of us. Your mouth can be moving, and they don't hear a word that you said. They don't hear you because they don't want to hear you. If you're speaking truth, they're not hearing you because they don't want truth. They want that which will tickle their ears, that which will quantify their behavior when what they're doing does not align itself with what the word says. You have heard me teaching things that have been confirmed by many reliable witnesses. Y'all, we encounter a whole lot of folks that are witnesses, but they're not reliable. We encounter some witnesses that are double-minded in their ways. We encounter some witnesses that'll show up when the right person is on the platform, but don't show up when it's just a God move. They show up for the crowd, but they don't show up in the prayer service. They show up for the entertainment, but they don't show up when it's time for transformation. You've heard me teach things that have been confirmed by reliable witnesses. One thing that as leaders we desire is that when we're pouring in to individuals, it's not that we're looking for a tangible return. We're not seeking a tangible return. What we seek is that the kingdom of God is being extended. What we seek is that we see God being glorified in the earth. What we seek is a testimony to the goodness of the Lord and fulfilling purpose. What we seek is truth being revealed in the lives of those that we pour into that can testify to the goodness of who God is. But what we get, if I, and all of this stuff that speaks to flesh in the midst instead of the Spirit of God. Reliable witnesses. Unfortunately, reliable witnesses seem to be few in number. I'm grateful to God. Because right now, for the work that God has given me to do, and the Bible encounters that we have with the Empowerment Place and Agape Ministry, with the teachings that we do here on Blog Talk Radio, I have a group of reliable, hallelujah, reliable witnesses that will testify of what they've been taught. They will testify of the word becoming life. They can testify to the truth of who God is in their lives. And the word says, now teach these truths to other trustworthy people who will be able to pass them on to others. I am grateful to God that in this season of my life, that the teachings that are being released are being released to trustworthy. How do they become trustworthy? Prophetess Val. How do they become trustworthy? That's a good question. And I'll share with you my thoughts on how they become trustworthy, how they qualify as being trustworthy in my eyes. And my eyes, not just being my physical eye, but my eye through the mind of Christ, the eye of Christ. Trustworthy are those who tell you the truth even when it hurts. Trustworthy will hold your secrets and not attempt to exploit you for personal gain. Trustworthy people are those who will pray for you in time of need and glorify God with you when things are going so well. Trustworthy people are those who know how to call on the name of the Lord on your behalf. Trustworthy people are those who can intercede on my behalf, when I can't pray for me and mine, I can say to them, sister, I need prayer. Brother, I need prayer. And I know that they will lift my petition and that I'm going to get a result. Those are trustworthy people who will take what God has placed on the inside of me such that when I release to their lives, they will then pass on and empower others. I'm grateful for eyes that have been opened. I'm grateful to now be awake, where in the past I was a little sleepy. I was a little blinded because I had passion to see others grow in Him. Because I felt, hear me, they showed up. It was my responsibility. Hear me, y'all. I felt it was my responsibility to pour into them. To any and everybody that showed up, I felt like I had to give to them all that God placed on the inside of me. I felt like I had to do it. It was just the right thing to do. But then I learned, and still learning, still getting clarity on the fact that many times people will show up in your life to drain you. And Prophet Vini said this yesterday about a drain. Movement in a drain only goes one way. It only goes one way. When you pour something down the drain, it goes down the drain. And the only time anything come up out of the drain is because you apply a force, only because the drain got stopped up. That's the only time anything comes up, if there's been something that stopped the drain up. And it only came up to clear it so stuff can go through it again. I allowed people to connect to me, drained me. And then when I needed to be filled again, because of those relationships, I wasn't even connected to the proper individuals to pour back into me. All of their gunk, all of their funk, all of their stuff had drained me. And there were times that I was clogged up where there was not even a constant flow of anything. I thank you, Father. I see it. Holy Spirit, I see. Thank you. Thank you for that visual to allow each of us to see. It was on the line tonight that you have to be careful, because as they are coming and attaching to you and draining you, you wonder why you feel so tired. You wonder why you're forgetting things. You wonder why things that were flowing aren't flowing the same way. Why? Because your energy has been drained. Your focus has been drained. They're pulling on the anointing to keep you from accessing what it is that God would have you access in this season in your life. Their assignment was to drain you because they were not assigned to receive from you. Oh. I was sharing with one of my sisters yesterday about my circle of influence, how my circle of influence is close-knit. And that's of my choosing, because there are others who I believe desire to be a little closer to me than they are. But because of my ability to see, my ability to discern, my ability to now recognize differently than I was maybe a few years ago, I'm able to recognize now who is to be close and who's, you know, my inner circle, my outer circle, my all my different levels of connectivity. I'm now able to recognize them a little better because I'm able to see clearly who can sit at my table. Pastor Linda and Elder Johnny last weekend, I believe it was, honey, but last Saturday, we had a group of individuals that we sat around the table. And we dialogued and we shared about God's goodness. We shared about relationships. We just shared as the Spirit led. But it was a trusted circle. Those who sat at that table at that time were assigned to have a seat at the table. Yeah. They were assigned to have a seat at the table. But we couldn't have opened that up to say, just come, just come, just come. There wouldn't have been room at the table. There would have been chaos. There would have been emotions. There would have been little fires starting out in the midst of the people because of emotional struggles. But here, God is saying, look, now is the time to recognize, truly recognize who is assigned to receive from you. And if they are not assigned to receive, guess what? They can still be connected. But be careful what you pour into them. Be careful. Be careful of the conversation that you have with them. I just laughed at one of the prophets. He said sometimes we go in Walmart, he avoid people. He avoid them. He ain't got time. And I said, God, I don't want to be like that I got to avoid people. I never want to avoid people because sometimes the truth that I have may be that very thing that they need to get them out of their that place that they're in. I don't want to ever avoid anybody because I don't know how God will use me, what the Spirit will do in and through me to help somebody else. I'm not going to avoid you, but at the same time, I'm going to know whether I can tell you where I live and it's okay for you to show up at my front door. Who's assigned to receive from you? We've got some callers on the line tonight. I would that you would press 1 and share your insight, share your experience, pose your question, amen, so that our listening audience tonight can know that this thing just happened with Prophetess Vale. But there are others who have experienced it, even as they're listening tonight. They're thinking about the times when they were challenged. They felt drained because they were pouring into individuals that were not assigned to receive from them. Amen. Well, praise God. Lord, yeah. Yeah, we thank you. God bless you. Thank you for calling in.
God bless you. How are you this evening?
We're doing well. Amen.
Amen. And I know you said you never want to avoid anyone. But even as you have those that you have tried to pour into, and you begin to realize, I guess, as you have, that they weren't assigned to you to pour into. So it's not necessarily what you're doing is in vain. Maybe it's having an impact, but it's not the impact that maybe you expect. But how do you just simply continue to pray for those people? Because you just can't, or do you just stop? Does that make sense?
And that's a good question. And that's probably the most challenging scenario is that you have somebody that has been connected to you and you have been pouring into them. And it's not so much, we want to see change. And I guess this is where it becomes difficult because sometimes our assignment is to plant seed. Our assignment is to plant seed because the word tells us that some plant and then some others will bring the water, and some others will nurture. I'm paraphrasing. Somebody else will do the cultivating, whatever, and eventually God will get the increase in that. So in the cases where we have poured and poured and poured, and we don't seem to be seeing any fruit of that, that we pray, yes. We continue to pray. We're going to always pray for them. But it will, this is me, it will change how much time I'm giving you. I'm going to still love you. I'm going to still encourage you. I'm going to still empower you as the Spirit of God leads me to empower you. I'm going to continue to love you because that's I need to love you. But at the same time, I'm going to know when to shut my phone off, when to turn my text off, when to allow you in my space and place to try to manipulate and drain me. I'm going to have to set limits on that relationship. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. But I guess the other part I have to that, though, you know, as a parent, how do you operate with your children when you feel that way?
That's another whole ball of wax, Prophetess. That's in my eyes. Because they are the fruit of our womb, we're always so, even when we don't want to be, we are involved. Even from a distance, we are involved in their lives. And our children are our children. They will be until eternity ends. And one thing that I had to be mindful of was not allowing them to become so codependent upon me, because they know that Mama's going to be there. Mama's going to be there to help me. She's going to rescue me when I get in a struggle. She's going to do it. I just know she's going to do it because that's what my mama does. But we have to get to a place that we don't allow them to be codependent. When our children reach a certain level of maturity, and everybody is different, everybody matures differently, they gain they gain insight and understanding as to what is needed in their lives at different stages. But when they get to the place that they're making decisions and not being mindful of what it is that we've tried to instill in them, for me, I back up, because now what you're saying to me is, I'm going to live my life the way I want to live my life. I heard what you said, but I'm going to do what I want to do. When they start doing what they want to do, then I say, now, God, I poured into them, and I'm not going to allow them to drain me and keep me from thriving in life because they want to make their own decisions. I'm going to still pray for them. I am going to pray for them. I am going to speak as the Spirit leads me to speak, but I am not, hear me clearly, I am not going to place myself under a microscope for them to shine on me when they want to. Well, Mom, you should do this. Mom, you should be there. Mom, this, that, or the other, I will not do. I'm just talking about me. Our children are.
I got you.
Our children are, yeah, you know, they are. And we're going to always pour into them. But I have gotten to the place where I will not allow them to make me their codependency. And I will not let them, at this stage in life, dictate to me how I'm going to live based on their need. That's me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And the thing is, because they are our children, we can be naive in that situation because they are ours, because we want to see the good in them, because we desire to see outcome, positive outcome for seed that we planted, because we desire to see the manifestation of train up your child in the way that they should go, and when they're old, they will part from it. We know that as parents, we did what we knew to do to train them up in the way that they should go. And our desire is, as they're older, they're going to do the things which are pleasing in the sight of God. Guess what? Guess what?
Yeah.
It don't work that way.
No, it don't.
And maybe there was a time that I was offended because my children doing what the world do, and I still love them because they're mine. I still love them. Do I tell them what's right? Do they know what's right? Yeah. But their decisions are what they're going to have to answer to God for. I don't have to answer for Tiffany. I don't have to answer for Andre. I don't have to answer for Whitney. I got to answer for Valerie.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, so when we see God move, and when we recognize the relationships that we have with individuals, knowing what God's intent was for us in the earth, knowing what he's placed us to do. Yes, we want to empower others. Yes, we want them to see clearly where they see things in a shaded way. We want what's right for them, but we also have to be able to recognize that everybody that shows up may not be assigned. We have to be mindful that the enemy will use whoever he will to try to distract you, to destroy you, to make you change your mind about what you're hearing from God. But I'm grateful today for eyes to see and for ears to hear and for an understanding that has strengthened me to really pay attention to what the Spirit reveals. You see people post on Facebook and other social media all the time. When people show the truth of who they are, believe it. When people show you how much they value or devalue you in a relationship, believe it. Because they'll come back and say, oh, I didn't really mean that. Oh, that was a misunderstanding. No, it really was your truth. But now you're trying to smooth it over because you don't want to lose the connection so that you can continue your ploy. I'm grateful today for those, again, as the scripture says, you have heard me teach things that have been confirmed by many reliable witnesses. Now, teach these truths to other trustworthy people who will be able to pass them on to others. Be mindful. Look for those, attached to those who are trustworthy, who are hearing what is being released through you by the Spirit of God. And then they are those who want to pass on this truth to others. The definition of empowerment. Amen. 30 minutes went fast, but we're grateful to God for each of you who've called in on tonight. We're grateful for those who are in the chat room on this evening. And we pray that this dialogue would aid you in your days to come, for you to be able to recognize the ones who are assigned to receive from you versus those who show up just to satisfy a flesh need, a platform need, a need to be seen. Amen? So, Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you an honor and praise for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. We thank you for these seeds that have been planted in the spirits of your people, O God, that they will bring forth an increase, O God, that you would be glorified in the earth, O God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for it. We give you glory, honor, and praise, and count it done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We invite you to join us again on Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. where Minister Ebony Lewis will be doing her last session with us to talk about relationships. It has been powerful, and we have truly been empowered. So until then, we say God bless you as always. Do something to empower yourself daily, and after you've been empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else. God bless you.